Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little less stress and a whole lot more stoic swagger. We've all been there, right? Staring down a mountain of deadlines, juggling a million commitments, feeling like we're running on fumes. It's no wonder anxiety has become this unwelcome house guest that just won't leave. But what if I told you there's a way to reclaim your calm, build resilience, and actually enjoy the roller coaster ride called life? Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Creating a self-care plan that prioritizes your mental health. Think of this as your personal toolkit for stress management, anxiety reduction, and ultimately, living your best life. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, another podcast telling me to meditate and eat kale, hold on. This isn't your typical self-care spiel. We're going beyond the basic stuff and getting real about creating a plan that fits your needs, your personality, and your crazy busy schedule. Ready to unleash your inner Zen master? Let's break down 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Ditch the one-size-fits-all mentality. Listen up, because this is crucial. There's no magic bullet for self-care, folks. What works wonders for your bestie might be a complete snooze fest for you. It's all about figuring out what recharges you. Think about it. Do you crave solitude or thrive in social settings? Are you an action junkie, or do you need time to recharge with quiet contemplation? Get curious about what truly nourishes your soul, and build your plan around those preferences. 2. Schedule it in, like any other important meeting. Here's the deal, self-care shouldn't be a last-minute afterthought squeezed in between meetings and errands. Treat it like any other important appointment, block out time in your calendar, and stick to it. You wouldn't miss a doctor's appointment because you had too much work, right? Same goes for taking care of yourself. 3. Start small, celebrate wins. Don't feel pressure to overhaul your entire life overnight. Begin with small, manageable changes that you can actually stick to. Maybe it's a 15-minute walk each day, reading for 20 minutes before bed, or simply silencing your phone for an hour every evening. Each little step counts. Celebrate those wins, no matter how small, because they're paving the way for bigger changes. 4. Embrace the power of saying no. Ever felt like you're constantly saying yes to everything, even when your plate is already overflowing? You know that feeling, right? It's a recipe for burnout. Learning to say no gracefully is essential for protecting your time and energy. It doesn't mean being rude or selfish. It simply means prioritizing your well-being. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. 5. Find your tribe. Connecting with others who understand what you're going through can be incredibly powerful. It could be joining a support group, finding an online community, or simply catching up with friends and family who offer genuine support. Sharing your experiences and knowing that you're not alone can make a world of difference. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're feeling overwhelmed with work deadlines, social commitments, and just the general chaos of life. You find yourself snapping at loved ones, procrastinating on important tasks, and struggling to sleep. This is where your self-care plan kicks in. Remember that scheduled time you blocked out? That could be your hour of Zen or walk in nature, a hot bath with essential oils, or simply curling up with a good book. That no you practice saying. It might mean politely declining an invitation to a social event that you know will drain your energy. And those supportive friends, they're there to listen without judgment, offer encouragement, and remind you that you're not alone in this journey. See how powerful that becomes when you start putting these elements into practice. So, let's recap. We talked about ditching the one-size-fits-all approach, scheduling self-care like any other important meeting, starting small and celebrating wins, embracing the power of saying no, and finding your tribe for support. Remember, this isn't about achieving perfection, it's about making conscious choices that prioritize your mental well-being. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some self-care practices that work for you? Share your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a little extra calm and control in their lives. Until next time, keep striving for that stoic swagger.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.